I'm joined now by young Adelaide midfielder Matt Crouch. Matt, a 46-point margin seems pretty comfortable, but you really had to work for it, didn't you?
Yeah, credit to the Saints today. I thought their work rate and pressure was good, especially early in the game, and it really made our boys work, and I think we showed glimpses of what we can do when we play well, but we need to do that for four quarters.
It was a real attritional battle, though, wasn't it? I mean, they kicked the first three goals. How big a turning point was that sickening clash between Rewald and Brodie Smith when they both went off?
Yeah, it was disappointing to sort of see that, to see the boys go off, both great players. So fingers crossed they're both okay, and hopefully Smithers can get up for next week.
And what can you say about Eddie Betts? I mean, do you just sit back and marvel sometimes at some of the things he does on the field?
Yeah, you do. He's always sort of beaten two-on-one, and he's doing that sort of stuff. And I guess when you hit into him, into the forward line, you've got him, Charlie, Tex, Lynchy. The forward synergy at the moment's really good.
Let's go to the box.
Matt, Rod Jamieson, well done. It's nice to get a bit of game time.
Yeah, it was good to finally get that green vest off and get out there and play a full game. So, yeah, it was good to get the win.
Sam Jacobs had a big day, 23 disposed, but also 40 hit-outs.
Yeah, Saws has had to carry the load a fair bit with Josh out in the last couple of weeks. So, credit to him today again. He's done very well, and he's definitely becoming a better player. And hopefully this year he can get all Australian, because I reckon last year he should have been.
What I really liked about your game, as well as Mitch Griggs and Jared Lyons, is your ability to be able to use the football in close. I think it's evolving, developing, getting better.
Yeah, I think that's what we've been working on in our midfield group lately, is just trying to use our hands in close, and I guess the good teams do it. You see Sydney and them sort of teams do it, and I think that's been a focus for us in the last couple of weeks, so it's good to sort of go okay in that area today.
Brad Gotch here. Matty, well done on your game. Good to see you in, mate. You deserve your opportunity.
Thanks, Gotchie. Thanks for that.
How taxing was it with the one player down?
Yeah, it was. It was very taxing, actually. In the last quarter, a few boys were running on empty, and I think it was good sort of to finish the game strongly with only a couple on the bench. So, yeah, it was very taxing. It was a hot day, too, so yeah, it was hard work.
And what about Charlie Cameron? It's great to see him getting a little bit more opportunity. He had to restructure that forward line today.
Yeah, it's good to see Charlie sort of pop up this week, and I think he ended up with three or four goals, so... he's good. He's got a lot of pace for us, Charlie. Him and Eddie together are a dangerous combination.
And Rory Laird in the midfield a little bit more now. What's just numbers down, he gets a bit of an opportunity?
Yeah, today he played a bit on Jack Stevens, so he ran with him a bit, and he finds a fair bit of the footy, Lairdy, so I think it's good to have him in there today, and hopefully he can stay in there for the next couple of weeks.
Matt, it's Matt Clinch upstairs. I'm just curious as to what was the message to you, given that you've been waiting a while, buying your time in the SNFL. You mentioned the green vest and with the injuries to a couple of guys, Richie Douglas and Rory Sloane, you got your opportunity. And it felt like today you had sort of 27 disposals. You were really impressive in and under, and you certainly didn't waste your opportunity.
Yeah, for me, I didn't get much for pre-season, obviously having surgery on my foot. So the main thing for me was getting my fitness up and working my spread. So hopefully I've been doing that in the last couple of weeks in the state league, and then it was good to get the opportunity today and contribute to the team's win.
And Eddie Betts, 6 goals. I imagine you'll be chatting a fair bit about the dynamic duo, Eddie and Charlie, combining up forward rather than Tex.
Yeah, the boys were very good today. They work together. They give it to each other a lot, actually. So, yeah, they're a very dangerous combination up there, and hopefully they can give some small backman a bit of trouble in the weeks to come.
And in terms of, I guess, life under Phil Walsh, now it's 7 weeks. We sort of made the comment that perhaps the style of football may be a little bit taxing, the ability to provide that forward press. Do you feel like that, or is it just the case that with a couple of players down, it is going to be more of a work rate, especially on days like today?
Yeah, it is taxing the way we play, but I think that's what the games get into now, and I guess we've trained that in the pre-season, and we know how fit you have to be to play this sort of footy, so the boys are up for that, and I think this sort of footy will stand up in big games.
And also, Matty, I thought just in the team defence of both sides were really good today.
Yeah, it was hard to sort of kick inside 50 and find a free target today, so the pressure was very high, and it was hard to hit targets.
What about your counter attack? I thought that sort of come together a little bit today. Did you feel that out there?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I feel like we slingshot them a couple of times and got it over the back to Eddie and Charlie. I thought we've been working on that a fair bit, and when we turn the ball over, we like to go quick, so yeah, it was good to get a few of them away today.
Ripping weather. How was the sun, particularly at the southern end? Was it difficult to see for the forwards when they were leading out?
Yeah, it was at times, yeah. I remember in the warm-up, a couple of times the ball was getting stuck in the sun, and then half the ground at one stage was sort of shaded and the other half was sunny, so it was difficult at times, but you sort of just got to adapt to that.
Thanks, Matt. Congratulations, and good luck against GWS.
Thanks, that boys. Cheers.